Englisch-Musterprüfung 2. Hör- und Hörsehverstehenstest. Part 1.
15-year-old Jenny comes from a small town located about 250 kilometers north of Cape Town in South Africa. She has just returned from a 3-day school trip to Cape Town and is now having dinner with her parents.
Dad and I are really anxious to hear about your trip to Cape Town.
What exactly did you do there?
Well, on our first day, we visited Robben Island Museum. That was a little boring. I mean, what's so interesting about a dark and miserable prison that has been turned into a museum?
Jenny, I perfectly understand that a museum like that is not really what 15-year-olds would call an exciting tourist attraction. But Robben Island is where Nelson Mandela, the most important and most famous black freedom fighter of South Africa, spent 27 years of his life in prison, just because he wanted black people in South Africa to have the same rights as white people. That's why Robben Island is a sad but very important part of our South African history. What about the second day of your trip then?
On our second day, we did a hop-on, hop-off bus tour around the city. That was quite interesting. What I liked very much was the Kirstenbosch Botanical Gardens with all those exotic flowers and the Two Oceans Aquarium with all the huge fish tanks there.
And what did you do on your last day of your trip?
That was a really thrilling day. We took the cable car to get up to the top of Table Mountain.
You know why it's called Table Mountain, don't you? It's about 3 kilometers wide and has a very flat top, which is why it actually looks like a table from a distance.
Yes, I know. Well, it was great up there. We really enjoyed the fantastic view.
Obviously, all in all, it seems that you had an exciting time in Cape Town. But now it's time to go to bed. You will have to go to school again tomorrow.